everybody. This is Abby, your host of Lights in the Tunnel. Today you'll hear my conversation with Grampy and Patty. They just got back from Florida and they are now in Maine now that summer is coming. I can't wait to get back to the beach to see them soon. Yesterday, my family and I went to Gloucester, Massachusetts, and we went to the beach. This was very special because it was my first time swimming in the ocean since this whole thing has started. I even convinced my mom to jump in the water with me. We had a great time, and that was my light. And don't forget to share your lights by emailing lightsinthetunnel@gmail.com. Thanks again. Here's my conversation with Grampy and Patty. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Is the weather nice down there? Because it's really nice up here.
It's a little chilly.
Oh, yeah.
Grampy's cold.
Yeah, I'm cold. But yeah. I'm always cold.
Just like my dad. What are you most looking forward to when quarantine is over?
Well, I'm looking forward to going out to eat, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't gone to a restaurant in, mid-March. Mm-hmm. And we used to go out, at least once a week in Florida, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be really different.
I'm looking forward to seeing you and Ben and Jake, Al and Samantha, because I haven't seen you in person since Christmas.
How has your quarantine been so far? What have you been doing for fun and everything?
Oh, for fun. Well, actually, we got Netflix, so that's about the only thing we've been doing. And we're doing a lot of work outside in the yard and stuff and really helping the neighbors. My next door neighbor.
Oh, nice.
I think when we were in Florida for fun, we would take long drives and go to different parts of Florida that we hadn't seen, which was nice in that we saw some different marinas that we never would have seen had quarantine not happened. I don't think we would have done that.
No. When we're down there, we stay pretty close to home base
Yeah.
And because of the quarantine, we got out, drove around and went sightseeing, and it was fun.
Yeah, that actually kind of leads me to my next question. What is something that you didn't think that you would be doing before quarantine started?
I didn't think we'd be watching Netflix.
I didn't think we'd be watching so much television, that's for sure. Yeah.
Because we're used to watching sports.
So
watching a movie, a series of a show... It was very different for me because that's not something I normally do.
Yeah, normally we'd be watching basketball or sporting events or golf or something like that on television on the weekends. And we haven't seen, other than Tom Brady last weekend, we haven't seen anything.
We're so used to watching cable TV. Like we were just talking about this yesterday, I think, was... You probably know, but it was the rocket launch in NASA. So we watched that, and that was the first live TV we'd watched in forever.
Wow. So, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. The last question, what is your light in this tunnel? So, what keeps you moving, and what is, just inspiring?
What keeps me going is Grampy, because we laugh at everything. Whether it's something that... some crazy thing that we just laugh. That's all you can do is laugh.
Yeah, I think that's probably, it's been so, not depressing, but, sad to see everything happen. And the only thing you can do is, use a little, humor and fun and laugh and, bring a little bit of sunshine somewhere,
Yeah, this is just one example, all the commercials that, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but, when I'm watching just, one of my shows, all, the ads, there's not one ad that's not about, coronavirus, so I think...
Right.
But they're all, looking on the bright side, so I think that It's just all the stuff that's coming out of it is really cool, just that would never have happened before.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, or us calling you, and have a great rest of your quarantine.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Bye. Thank you for listening to my conversation with Grampy and Patty. Please subscribe to my podcast. In addition, please send me some of your lights in the tunnel, and I would be honored, if it is okay with you, to read them out loud in one of my next episodes. Feel free to email me at lightsinthetunnelpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you. P.S. If anyone out there that is listening to my podcast would like to, text THANKS to the number 76278 to donate to the First Responders Children's Foundation. This organization helps the children of first responders to get the help they need. Thank you. I think instead of focusing on the light at the end of the tunnel, we should each day remember our little lights throughout this long tunnel.